cells if you don't already. Biofilm is a hot issue. Biofilm formation is the critical new field in microbiology. We talk about cytokines and vascular endothelial growth factor because they contribute to lack of delivery of blood flow in capillary beds. So when I say my jargon terms, capillary hypoperfusion, these are the elements that direct this. And your therapy must deal with that hyperperfusion or your patient's not going to get better. I want you to know about split products of complement and activation. If your education about complement was like mine, you took enough to know there was a C3 and a C4 and a CH50 in some illnesses. What I'm here to tell you is that mannose-binding lectin pathways of complement that I would have gotten wrong in a multiple choice test, I think, before 2005, are active in front of you every single day. And they're simple to find, easy to diagnose, and more importantly, easy to fix. The new guy on the block is transforming growth factor beta-1. I looked at the last 6 months of immunology journals that come to my office, and there's 4 of them. So out of 24 journals, the average mentions of TGF beta-1 was just over 4 on these journals. There's 43,000 references in PubMed a couple months ago to TGF beta-1. We now can look at autoimmunity under the influence of TGF beta-1 as a major confounder in your practice. And the best part is when you fix TGF beta-1, that autoimmunity starts to clear up. I think that several years from now, we will see most textbooks of rheumatology being rewritten in that elevated TGF beta-1 is critical in illnesses that we think of unknown cause at this time. The biotoxin pathway slide I'm going to show you again before I get done. We start looking at the potential for exposure, and I know there's two sides, so maybe from this far side, we look at exposure, usually in mold in situations, dinoflagellates or Lyme. If you've got an infectious disease from Lyme, you must treat with antibiotics first. If you've got particular HLA haplotypes, I'll show you briefly, you are not going to clear that infection with antibiotics. I have great fun in the Lyme arguments. We've got one group that says, Lyme, oh no, maybe 2 tablets of doxy if you got a tick bite and 3 weeks total if you're sick. And then we've got another group that says, well, you need antibiotics forever. And I say, oh, you're both wrong. So they both throw rocks at me, and I pick up the rocks and throw them back because they are both wrong. Specifically, we look at genetic susceptibility, HLA in this regard, and we look at then pattern receptors. Now, you've probably heard about toll receptors, but in innate immunity, we think about how does an organism recognize foreign antigens? And it's pattern recognition as opposed to an antibody formation that's very specific to given kinds of chemical structures. Pattern recognition for innate immunity is pretty gross. We're looking at selective aspects of what an organism has. The analogy today, before coming over here this morning, my wife and I were picking up shells. We love to come to Sanibel. It's fantastic. But I felt like I was a giant overweight pattern receptor. Because I'm looking at all these piles of shells, and I'm focusing in on what apomyrexes look like. And bam, 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 I was finding them. And we're walking behind this other group of guys, and they're bent over, and all these myrexes were missed. And I thought, they're a different pattern receptor. And then walking behind me was this one lady, and she was picking up some of these horse conchs that I had looked at and discarded, and she was finding beauties. My pattern recognition was specific for apomyrexes, and it set me off. But I missed the horse conchs. But I was specific. I couldn't tell you how big the murex was, or how long it had been rolling around, or how many holes it had in it, or whether it had some nice little filamentous aspects to it. But if it was a murex, it turned me on. And the excitement that I felt of, oh, look at this beautiful murex, was analogous to what a pattern receptor does. It sets off a cytokine response. The cytokine response comes from direct activation of particular genes.